is it lazy shorthand when we compare what's been happening to freight market now or in 2024 to the COVID era? Because I've had guests on here and some of them instantly use that comparison. Others dismiss it entirely. And then if you break it down a little bit in terms of what's happening with container shipping, people say, oh, well, the profits are the same as the COVID era. And then people counter, well, rates aren't quite as high, but actually rates right across all of the trades have gone up rather than it being so focused on the east-west front hauls as we saw during the pandemic. So are we framing this correctly, do you think, guys?
Well, it's a really interesting question. I mean, I was crossing my mind back to the pandemic. You remember so much happened, right? There were so many things going on. And it struck me, and I was looking at it, and I was looking at the chronology of it, that really, if you think about it, the pandemic, the rate boom, right, the catalyst for the pandemic rate boom, in my opinion, was the Ever Given. Which now, if you look at the Ever Given now, it now looks like a dress rehearsal for the current day, right?
That's a very good point.
But the thing about the Ever Given, it got stuck in the Suez Canal when demand was growing really rapidly and supply was much more muted than today. So what we've actually got today is a semi-permanent Ever Given situation against a backdrop of far greater supply and much more muted demand. So they are comparable, but they're not comparable, if you see what I mean. There are certainly differences. And again, you're absolutely right that there are a whole load of secondary trades that have sort of really come to the fore in the last year or so. I mean, particularly India is just booming. Geographically, it's been hit by the Red Sea crisis a lot more because a lot of its exports are to Europe. And so the vessel diversions are a lot sort of more accentuated for Indian exporters. We've talked about other trade bubbles, Asia to Mexico, Asia to South America, you know. So those aspects are much more prevalent today than they were 2 years ago. I mean, just on the subject of rates, very briefly, just to give a sort of picture where we are now. I mean, if you look at the Zenitor XSI spot rate benchmark that we often quote in this podcast, they look on the main east-west trades, on Asia to North Europe and Asia to the West Coast, they look like they have now plateaued. You know, that over the last week, Asia, North Europe has basically, it's actually come down a few dollars. And Asia to the US West Coast is now several percent, single-digit percentage points below what it was 8, 9, 10 days, 2 weeks ago. So it looks like the recent spot rate climb has come to an end.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.